Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 224 for April 6, 2026.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say... aye.
Everybody, here we go.
Here we go.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. We're back.
We're back. We had last week off, if anybody missed us, if anybody noticed.
You were off?
Yeah.
I was in here recording. Where were you?
No. I don't, you know what? I don't remember why.
We were just both really tired and not feeling great.
No, like kind of like today.
Kind of similar to today. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I really think that we were working so late that we ran out of time, too. I think that was part of it. It wasn't just us, like, we don't feel like doing it.
And we didn't have a guest announcement last week, so.
We did not.
We made another announcement.
Yeah. So if you missed it, right out.
I have it in the show notes, but okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
No, go ahead and do it. Go ahead.
I'm not in charge of this show.
Do it.
That's Thursday, so. No, go ahead.
That kind of references what it was. The do it.
I don't get it.
It's from one of the movies.
I don't get it.
Okay, never mind. No, we'll talk about it when I get to it. Because we go through our news from last week. And it's
all right. See, and this is why I'm in charge of my show on Thursdays, and you run this one.
I run this.
You run the ship. I just go along with it.
That's right. So we were off last week. No real reason. We haven't really done a ton of stuff lately because you haven't felt great. We had some car problems.
We did. That, you know what? And, you know, when your car decides to give you trouble, it can really bring down a lot of other things.
That's for sure.
And
like your checking account.
That as well. We had problems with the brakes in our car, which, you know, that's always fun.
Yeah.
But like other things, you know, sometimes life is just lifing.
Life is just like a box of empty chocolates.
Empty chocolates?
There's no chocolates there to have.
You mean an empty box of chocolates.
Empty box of chocolates.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, I did see the Golden Girls where Sophia was eating all the chocolates and took out all the centers.
All the centers out? That's our lives now. Oh my God, sidebar right out of the gate.
Oh, wow.
So I saw something the other day.
Okay.
And it was totally us because we're lame like that. It was a reel, okay. I think it was. Okay. And somebody was like, how I go to sleep every night.
Yeah.
And it was a lady that got in bed, pulled her covers over her, and you heard the Golden Girls theme.
It's the best way to go to sleep.
And people in the comments were like, oh my gosh, that's what I listen to when I go to sleep too. Mm-hmm. So I know there's two channels that have the Golden Girls reruns on like Monday through Friday.
Right.
What a smart idea, because like I had no idea that there were so many people that listen to the Golden Girls at night.
And I actually think it's actually every day of the week.
Is
honestly,
it?
Honestly, I think they're on, it's just on Sundays I watch Seinfeld. But a lot of times it's on Saturday nights, and sometimes I'll put it on Saturday nights probably to fall asleep too. But it's on Country Music Television, CMT, and it's also on the OWN network.
Okay, is that what it is?
Yes, it's those two networks that broadcast it every night, I think from 11 till 2 or 3 in the morning, I want to say.
Yeah, and sidebar, back in the day, the Golden Girls house was at MGM Studios.
Yes, it was. One of the houses was there, yeah.
Now Hollywood Studios.
And now gone.
But yeah, that was like, I don't remember a whole lot about it.
Right.
But that was, they did have like the tour where you could see the house.
And the empty nest house was there, I think, also.
Because, I don't remember.
Because I think that's when they showed the outsides of the houses. They said, oh, that's the empty nest house. And then go, because they were neighbors on the show.
It could be, but I remember the Golden Girls, the facade of their house. And how they actually, the Golden Girls took place in Miami.
Right.
So, yeah, just interesting little tidbit there. But yeah, so we're not the only ones.
And Golden Girls being, it was on NBC in the day, but there's a lot of references to Disney in the show where Sophia loves Space Mountain. And you hear about it on multiple episodes where she wants to ride Space Mountain.
Yeah, and they talk about Disney parks a whole lot on that show.
Yeah.
And like when you remember when Dorothy and Sophia took a mother-daughter trip, they went to Disney World.
Yes.
So it's weird. Now, you don't know if that's because, again, it was taking place in Miami and that was a close place. But there's a ton of Disney references if you watch The Golden Girls.
Oh, for sure. Tons.
Yeah, yeah, I just, sorry, I had to just shoot that right out of the gate. Sorry about that.
No, so see, everybody likes The Golden Girls.
Apparently so.
It's a good show to fall asleep to, but sometimes if I'm not too tired, the jokes get me. And I try not to laugh out loud because sometimes I didn't get it the first round because a lot of the jokes when the show was originally on, I was too young to really get the jokes.
Yeah, but now.
But now I get the jokes and sometimes just the humor, like the Bea Arthur was the best straight-faced comedian, probably.
She was just a zinger. She could like rip somebody apart without even with like to their face, straight face, and they might not even realize it.
Yep.
But yeah, just interesting. And I think that I think that is why, like what you just said, about being young and not getting the jokes in the 80s and 90s. But as an adult listening to it now, you're like, oh my gosh.
And it's funny, as a kid when it was on, I never admitted to anybody I watched it. If my mom watched it and I just happened to watch it, I never admitted that. But now, I'm telling anybody, I watch The Golden Girls.
Yeah, we watch The Golden Girls at night. And I bet you there are some of you out there that do as well.
I'm guessing there's at least a couple. If Sean is listening, I know he watches The Golden Girls.
Oh, does he?
Oh, he's a huge fan of The Golden Girls.
Well, then see, we got one.
We got at least one.
We got at least
there's
one.
There's six that listen to it. One of them's watching.
Yeah. So anyway. Okay. Anyway, proceed. I'm sorry. Okay. I just thought that was cute.
So yeah. So I think last time when we recorded, we were in the middle of fixing the car and we were waiting for a part, which did come in the next day and the car did get fixed the following Tuesday after we recorded.
Yeah. Thank God everything turned out okay.
Yes. It wasn't something more major. The part we got came in, we fixed it and went on.
Yeah.
So then that Saturday, so the 28th of March, you and I decided to go over to the studios, Hollywood Studios, which you were just speaking about, because they started to change up Rock and Roller Coaster, which no longer starring Aerosmith will be starring the Muppets.
Right. And I had seen that some changes were already done, like the car that's over, like the walkway, that it was being changed to like
the tie-dye and
The tie-dye look,
groovy colors.
And you really can't. So they have the like the walls and the netting up in front of where the guitar is.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that's being changed, right. But you really can't see what's going on.
No.
You could see like a point on the guitar that's red still.
Right, and then there's a picture of what it's gonna look like on the wall.
Yeah,
and there is a point on the guitar where it is still gonna be red, which is the one you see. So
yeah, and you can see it through netting. It's not like you can, I don't know, it's not clear or anything. So
no.
They're not really giving away any spoilers back there.
Not yet.
But next week we are going to find out more about the attraction.
So stay tuned.
The music of the attraction. I can't really tell you more than that right now, but you're going to want to stay tuned next week.
Stay tuned to the Main Street Mouse next week.
Yeah. And this week just because. But next week you're going to want to know about like Muppets things.
Yeah. Well, which we won't know next Monday, but we'll know by the following Monday we'll be able to talk about it.
Yeah. But still, follow our socials. Please.
Follow the socials.
Please and thank you.
Then this past Saturday, you and I decided we just need to get out of the house for a little bit. And the parks have been crazy because of spring break crowds.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. So we didn't want to go to a park. So we ended up going down to something we used to do when we first moved here, when we drove over to Celebration and walked their back trails through the woods and all that stuff. You get to see some of those beautiful houses back there, too.
For those that don't know, Celebration is the town that basically Disney built.
Yes.
And they based it off of Wisteria Lane from Desperate Housewives. Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
And there it is, a quaint, nice little city.
It is.
But very expensive to live in.
Yes.
And we went walking. And some of the houses along the path are like bigger than you can imagine.
Yeah, they really are.
Like, one house has a water slide coming out of the back of it. One has an...
On the second floor.
One has, like, an infinity pool with these big cement pillars around it that I told you they look like pepperonis.
Yeah.
Like, they look like dog treats. But how big... I mean, these big cement cylinders, obviously, it's supposed to have some sort of aesthetic to it. But... I can't even imagine what one of those big cement pillars to put around your water slide for your pool would cost. I mean, it's, I can't fathom.
I don't want to fathom because I just, it probably make me angry that somebody has that much money to build a pillar.
More money, more problems. Isn't that what they say on the streets?
And then the one people, they had a pizza oven built in the, like their patio area that looked really cool.
And you love pizza, so I know that made you a little bit envious.
And that was the one with the two-story slide on the second floor off the balcony up there.
Yeah, okay, I know you say that you don't want to know.
I do,
I would
don't.
Like to know.
Yeah.
Actually, I would like to, since we're being honest around here, I would love to tour one of those houses and see what it looks like inside, like to see how the other half lives.
Right.
Like, where does that water slide connect?
And can I try it?
So the water slide looked a little faded. Like it, I don't know if they don't use it anymore. It needed a paint job. I mean, listen to us being critical, but it just. It's mind-blowing, truthfully.
It really is.
And even the smaller houses are like $1 million or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Celebration is a beautiful little city, but you gotta have the money to live there.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably get an apartment or something there.
For like 10, 11 grand a month.
Well, probably.
Yeah, probably.
But no, if you want to purchase a home, it is not cheap. But they have like their little like Main Street looking area. Mm-hmm. Again, the city was built by Disney.
Yeah.
It's at the end of World Drive. Like if you take World Drive
essentially, yeah.
All the way down to the end, you're going to bump into Celebration.
Yeah, you can take Celebration Boulevard. You'll pass the post office. You'll pass you'll pass the hospital. The library, all that stuff, all kinds of businesses back there. And what's funny is all the businesses back there, they all look the same on the outside.
They do. It is very cookie cutter.
It is. You don't see, like, you might, like, there's the Buca di Beppo in Celebration.
But it's off
like
the street.
The yeah, but
it's closer to the street.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like any of the other ones, though, that they have on the outside. They want the outside aesthetics to match what the city's vibe is. That's where the boys actually went to high school.
Yes, they did.
Because of where we lived. That was the zip code.
It was our zip code. No. Don't get it wrong. We did not live in a multi-million-dollar home.
We were in Kissimmee.
And technically, Celebration is Kissimmee.
Technically, yes.
You know, you can call it Celebration, but it's Kissimmee.
Yeah, it's like Kissimmee Heights. It's the next
Kissimmee Hills. But yeah, so that the zip code that we were in is Celebration zip code. So we lived close to Celebration.
Oh yeah, but it was nice. It was kind of cool.
But we were not part of the elite. So
we used to go to their Publix all the time though.
They have a great Publix.
They do have a great Publix.
They have a great Publix. So,
but we walked the trail, saw some wildlife, a lot of turtles.
A lot of turtles. I was hoping to see a gator, but...
Did not see a gator.
I was bummed.
Had some ice cream and came back.
Yes. So it was just a good... And it really is like... I know some people might be thinking, like, you live by Disney, why wouldn't you go to the parks? And again, it's because the crowds right now are off the charts. Mm-hmm. And as locals, a lot of us don't like to go. Like, we went... a couple weeks ago to see the new Buzz Lightyear.
Right.
But we were kind of like in and out. We didn't
Yeah, we didn't hang out.
Stay.
Yeah, we didn't hang out for more than that. We did that, met Mickey, and we were out.
Right. And it's kind of like, you know, I feel like we're talking like Disney local problems or annual pass holder problems.
Yeah.
But the thing is we know that once, you know, this week is over, it should start to slow down again until summer
for
a very short period of time. And then we can go back to the parks where it won't be as crazy.
Yeah, it's not even a problem. It's just you learn that do you want to deal with the crowds or do you want to wait 2 weeks and then not have to deal with as bad of crowds?
And because we live so close, we have that option.
Right.
But, you know, and we're not saying anything bad about Spring Breakers because I was a Disney Spring Breaker, so I can't really say much, but it's just... just as a local, we can pick and choose, which is nice.
Exactly.
And sure. we've chosen not to go.
We've chosen not to be there.
As far as a pick and a choose, we made a choice not to go.
Yes.
Like last week or this week because of Easter.
So we'll be back next weekend or after next weekend.
Probably. Yeah, we got to figure something out.
So, and then yesterday being Easter Sunday, we just cooked dinner at home. I barbecued and we stayed home.
We had the kids over. I watched my parents' church online, so it felt like I was going to church with my parents for Easter. Because I, you know, when it comes to the like holidays and things, when I can't be home, I mean, I try to kind of mimic what we would be doing there, mm-hmm. and we would be going to church, and then we would be having family dinner. So that's kind of what I wanted to do yesterday.
That's what you did.
And then when I talked to my parents, because my dad plays in the church band, and he didn't for that service. So then I was questioning my dad. I'm like, didn't see you.
Where were you?
Where were you?
They were playing hooky.
No, they were in the audience. But yeah, so we had home church. And then the kids over, and you made really good chicken. And it was just a really nice day. Like, you know, I made Easter baskets for the kids because they would be super bummed if I didn't. So I think I'm locked in for life when it comes to Easter baskets for the kids.
Well, I think once they hit 35, it's done.
I don't think so. I know my kids. They'll still be like giving me that deer and, you know, that.
They need to bring us baskets.
You know what? You're right. I think if I'm going to give you a basket, I need a basket.
Yeah, exactly. It's
like, where's our basket?
When you're a kid, it's different. But as you get older, just like Christmas, when you're a kid at Christmas time, you make your parents a drawing or whatever, you give it to them. It's nice. But as the kids have money, there is no reason why they can't go buy a bag of jelly beans and give you some candy.
Look at you wanting candy from the kids.
Heck yeah.
You want candy all the time, though.
I didn't buy any Easter candy this whole Easter season.
We didn't. Do you know what I didn't buy? It was half off today. You know what I didn't buy for the first time ever in my life?
Reese's eggs.
No.
Oh, mini eggs.
Cadbury mini eggs.
Yeah, you love those things.
I love them so much.
I didn't have a Reese's peanut butter egg either.
I didn't buy the boys' mini eggs this year either. I need to go find some.
We do need to go find them because you know there's places that have a half off today.
Yeah, but we missed them. Listen to us. Again, didn't eat before doing our show.
Dang.
Darn it.
So that's all we really did till yesterday. I'm just going to run through the news. We got 2 weeks of news, so I'm just going to kind of go through it quickly. There is a couple things we are going to probably touch on that came out in the last 2 weeks with D23 especially.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
But I'm going to go through. But the first announcement after our last show was that we announced that Noel McNeil, Bear from Bear in the Big Blue House, is going to be attending the House of Mouse Expo.
That announcement went crazier than I ever anticipated. So I know that Bear brings nostalgia. I didn't realize how much nostalgia.
There's a lot of nostalgia.
Whole bunch.
And I think our next announcement is going to do the exact same thing.
It's gonna.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Dun, dun, dun. So after we announced Noel, the next thing was Miley Cyrus celebrates the premiere of her Hannah Montana 20th anniversary special.
Oh, my God. It was Miley Cyrus week.
It was. She's in here a few times on our list. So that came out. Then a new series on Disney Parks, Teacup Confessionals, kicked off with the Maori family. Weren't those the sisters from
Sister
show? Yeah. Lowe's Hotels at Universal Orlando introduced Alchemy by Lowe's.
Yes.
I know you wrote that article up, but I can't remember exactly what it was about now.
You should go read it.
It's been a couple weeks. Yeah, I'll have to go back and read it. Cool Kids Summer pop-up experiences and more. So some of the events and things that are coming to the parks this summer.
Yes, and the pop-up experiences are going to be in different cities. You're going to want to check out that article if you haven't already, because it's going to tell you different places where it's free. That they're trying to, just like with the original Cool Kids Summer, they're trying to make this a yearly thing and get people hyped for it so that people come to the parks.
That's probably a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't blame them. Halloween Horror Nights 35 put out more information, and I think some of their tickets started to go on sale,
Yeah, people are already really jazzed about HHN.
Oh, yeah. This is the 35th year, and we're getting Jack back.
And it's funny because I saw something today online, and somebody's like, okay, so now that Easter's over, can we just like move to Halloween? Because people are ready for the Halloween season.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just... Oh, I just wish it was a little cooler here. That's all. I love the Halloween season so much. I wish it wasn't so scorching hot.
Or raining.
And it kills it a little bit.
It's always raining when we go to HH.
Oh, I know. Hopefully not
this year. The new Stranger Things Tales from 85 trailer dropped. And you'd put that out. And this is the cartoon version.
It's the cartoon. And I am totally mixed on it. Like, it's not this. It's not the same actors, but it's supposed to be the same characters.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm sure it'll do well because people are love Stranger Things.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I think there's some people that love the original show so much, they might be a little bit, have like a knee-jerk reaction because it's different.
Well, yeah. I can understand that.
You know what I'm saying?
And I wonder why, like, they didn't bring back the kids to do the... I mean, I can understand maybe not getting all the actors, but some of the kids probably would have been willing to do their voice.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see how it goes, but I'm sure people will watch it.
Okay. And then after all that, last week, D23 information started dropping like hotcakes.
Oh my gosh.
And the first thing that dropped was the 2026 Legends honorees announcement of who the 2026 inductees into the mm-hmm. Disney Legends is, mm-hmm. Which I have in front of me. So if you want me to read through them,
you go right ahead.
I can do that. So first up, from you ESPN fans will know Chris Berman, mm-hmm. who basically, and he was the mainstay from the ESPN from the start.
Okay.
He was the announcer that was there. Jerry Bruckheimer, who we know from the Pirates films.
Pirates are.
And also CSI. Series on CBS.
I used to love that show.
Susan Egan.
Okay.
Meg from Hercules.
Yes.
Somebody who we've met many times, fantastic animator Eric Goldberg.
Yes. I'm surprised he wasn't there already.
I was too. And Eric did a lot of the drawing that's in Cirque du Soleil, Drawn to Life.
He did.
So a lot of the things they use were Eric's drawings.
I believe he did a lot of Aladdin.
I believe so. Yes, yeah. He did. And great guy. Really great guy.
He's very nice, actually.
Anne Hathaway mm-hmm. put in there. I'm not sure. Princess Diaries. And then wasn't the Devil Wears Prada somehow Disney related? She was in. Bob Iger, if you've ever heard of that guy.
Oh, Bob Iger. I've heard of him.
I don't know what he's done.
I don't know.
I don't know what movies he's been in.
You might want to Google Bob Iger.
Or Robert Iger. Kim Irvine, which... I was shocked she wasn't already in because of who her mother was and how long Kim has been with the company as a Imagineer.
Yep.
But for those that you don't know, Madame Leota was her mother. Leota Toombs was her mother. And then she...
Look her up because she's got quite an impressive resume.
She really does. And she plays Little Leota.
She is a Harry Bear.
Yeah, that's Kim's voice. So very cool that she's a part of that. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Which I don't know.
Moana's big, but is it that big? And he was Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, but I just feel like, okay, and I like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I have for years. Mm-hmm. But when you think, quote unquote, legend.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
I don't know. But then again, who am I? But I did see a lot of people with that same sentiment mm-hmm. online. And you know what? I didn't have pause about him until I started reading comments, other people's comments.
Well, my thing is also, they're inducted into the Disney Hall of or Legends.
Right, right.
But maybe it's just not based on their Disney legend because he's been on television for 20 some years.
Oh, sure.
Wrestling. And then he's part of the Fast and the Furious franchise. And he's done other things.
He was in Fast and Furious?
Yeah, he was one of the characters. He was actually in the ride at Universal.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, so Rock was part of that whole thing, and he was a spinoff movie that came out of that, too. He was in that. So The Rock's done quite a bit of acting.
But I think it has to be your Disney career.
Is that what it is?
Yes. I don't think they give a crap about WWF or E.
Yeah, well, it says film and voice. So that's definitely Moana as Maui. Yeah. And you got to love that wig he's wearing in the new one.
For sure.
Because that thing looks fantastic.
It is a top-notch wig.
So the next one, these guys definitely, I think, deserve it. Mm-hmm. The three of them. It's three brothers, not the three coming to the House Mouse Expo.
No.
Three brothers I would love to have come to the House Mouse Expo.
Yes.
But the Jonas Brothers are being inducted. And Since they were kids, they've been associated with Disney, and they're still performing. They're still selling out arenas. They're still doing it. They still do they just had a Disney Christmas movie this past year.
Did the theme song for Disneyland 70th. Yes, they did. Jonas Brothers have been relevant with Disney for a long time, so we get that one.
Yeah, I'm good with that one. Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's done a lot with Disney. I just don't know. Like you were saying about The Rock, has he done enough yet? I mean, he did Encanto, didn't he?
Yes.
Coco? Or no? No, he wasn't. He wasn't Coco, was he?
I think he's done a lot of them, actually.
He's done a lot of different things.
In Hamilton, which is on Disney Plus.
And he was also in Mary Poppins Returns.
He was. He was the chimney sweep.
Yeah, he took over for Dick Van Dyke's role.
Yes.
A character that became kind of that similar.
Uh-huh. So I can see that one. We'll let that one slide.
Okay. And then Alan Tudyk, which...
Steve the Pirate.
Steve the Pirate is what most people know him for, but he has done a ton of voice work and stuff for Disney over the years.
A ton in Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars. He's in Frozen 1, Frozen 2. He's Hey Hey. So you'd be shocked how many things this guy has actually been in for Disney. So I think his is well deserved. And he's Steve the Pirate.
Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball. And it's so funny to me whenever I see him. And all his accolades, you know, good for him. But he will always be Steve the Pirate.
Always. Yeah, he always will be. And this year's Legends ceremony is going to be hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Well, and that's why I was wondering, because I know in the past years, Bob Iger, who is now being inducted, has hosted it.
Yeah.
So I thought Josh would be the host.
Right.
So because I wonder if maybe because Josh might be the one, because I know they give a speech for who's ever been inducted. Maybe Josh is one inducting Bob Iger in. Maybe I don't know.
I've been to those ceremonies before, and I was so excited to see Robert Downey Jr. that I can't really remember. Robert Downey Jr. was years ago. Then I saw one the year after that. I wish I could remember offhand how it went, but I would have thought it would have been Josh. But yeah. Seacrest is a professional host and everything.
He is. And his fame really a lot with ABC.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah. So it's, I understand why they're bringing him in. And he's out in LA. So it kind of makes sense to have him.
Totally makes sense.
So, but also, tickets just went on sale this past Tuesday or last Tuesday, correct?
Yes. So last week, all the tickets went on sale. I do not know the status of them now. I do believe the Honda Center events are all sold out, and they sold out quickly. Yeah. I believe the weekend passes. This is the last time I looked.
Okay.
I think they had some day passes left, like Sunday.
But probably not the full week.
No, the weekend passes, as far as I know. Unless they release more tickets. But, you know, you go to D23's website to find that information out. I don't know. But I do know that when they go on sale, people have multiple computers going, windows, because they do make it... It's almost like trying to get concert tickets for like the biggest concert of the year.
But back in the day way. I mean, almost, because it's really hard to get them because they're so limited.
Yeah.
I just remembered 2 years ago, all the frustrations from people that waited in line like 8 hours and didn't get anything.
Yeah, or they got kicked out. What's surprising to me, though, is that the Honda Center tickets sold out. Because we've been in the Honda Center. We went last time. What was their first time of doing the announcements from there? Oh my God, there's a whole lot of seats in that building.
There is. And they did have the stage kind of not all the way back, if you remember. So
but they could push it a little further back if they wanted to. But I'm just saying that venue.
Yes.
Very, very big.
It's very big. But for any of you who did not get tickets, stay tuned to the Mainstream Mouse, because we have every intention, knock on wood, nothing happens, we will be there.
Yeah.
To cover the whole weekend of events at D23 this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Another blog came out about the different events that go on, because D23 has become more than just that weekend, though.
It's not an expo anymore. It is a multiple day event. That's what they call it, the ultimate fan event.
Yeah,
it's not like, so the expo is gone. It's been gone.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's more of see some things over here, then see some things over there, and then do this over here. Then there's a day in the park, and it's different now.
It is. It's different, but in a good way. I think what Bruce and the team over there are doing with all that is great.
I do. Job. You know what? I remember when we went 2 years ago, and it was their first time of doing things this way.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were assuming that it was going to be a hot mess because it was the first time. I personally thought they handled everything pretty darn well, considering it was the first time of, you know, of not doing the expo, but doing a multiple day thing. And right. I thought, I mean, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, I'd be honest. If I thought it was crap, I'd say it. And it was, they did a good job.
They did a good job. And being that we are show promoters also, we know it's hard. We know how hard it is. And I actually did talk to the team during Destination D23 about it all. And it's a lot of work and it's a lot of little details that you don't even think about.
You would know better than anybody I know.
Yeah, because I kind of do that thing. So, and then the Ultimate Disney Fan Event programming highlights came out. So more about all the events that are going to be going
on.
So
much.
There's so much. After all that news came out, then it was the first look at the Star Wars Day merchandise that's coming to the parks and online for May the 4th. Which is the big deal. And then here we go with some more Miley Cyrus news. So the iHeartRadio Music Awards came out and Miley had won some awards.
Yeah, she won. They gave her, like, I forget what the name of the award was, but it wasn't Lifetime Achievement, but it was like one of those special awards.
Right, right. Which is kind of funny because she's how old? And
no, it wasn't. I said it wasn't Lifetime Achievement.
I know, but it's kind of the similar thing.
Well, you know, the thing is that what I'm finding is that you don't have to be in a business for 40 years to obviously get accolades for different things because they just do it different now.
That's true.
But yeah, oh my gosh. And having, sidebar again, having to cover all that Miley Cyrus stuff was my algorithm was Miley Cyrus everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be quiet because my phone's sitting right here.
Oh yeah, it's gonna pick all up.
I couldn't escape.
Well, don't be
it.
Too quiet because then, right after that announcement, Miley Cyrus released her new original song, "Younger You," for Hannah Montana's anniversary special, was dropped on all the different music apps and such. So
I'm putting my phone like under the table. I don't. Oh my gosh.
And you're probably gonna go see her in concert now.
Me?
Yeah, you're gonna get used to listening to all this music.
No,
all
I'm
your
not.
Algorithm. You're gonna be all over.
No, you know what? I've had enough. And I don't dislike her. But when you have to cover the news and it's everywhere.
Remember, so earlier you were talking about the Backlot Tour at Hollywood Studios. They had her house from the movie back there. The paint. Remember, it was in the line. It was like this little house that they used for part of the Hannah Montana movie back in the day.
I don't.
And
remember.
It was all different colors, kind of like the Up House. But it was a house that you passed as you were getting in line to get on the tram to take the Backlot Tour.
I know nothing because I forget like yesterday. So.
So the soft opening for Buzz Lightyear started. Mm-hmm. And is it still under soft opening? It hasn't officially opened. I think it opens on the 8th, correct? So,
but people have been on it.
Yeah, people have been on it. So,
yeah, well, we've been on it. Did we talk about it?
We did.
Okay.
We did. We did the show right after that. And then we announced our after hours party for the House Mouse Expo.
That's what I almost said at the beginning of the show.
Well, go ahead and say it now.
Our after hours party theme is a Star Wars weekend throwback party. So we know that a lot of you guys loved Star Wars weekends.
We loved it.
And it was a good time, wasn't it?
It was.
So we are going to do like a throwback. We have DJ Elliot, who was the DJ for Star Wars weekends.
He was. He handled them all every weekend. And we're not going to say what character because I don't think
we want
to
get in trouble. We don't get in trouble.
But if you heard music playing from a DJ's booth
every night,
it was Elliot who
in
was
in front of the theater. Yeah, the DJ party for Star Wars weekends was Elliot, and he is coming to do our party Star Wars weekend style.
And he hasn't done our party since the first year of House of Mouse. So he had one of his DJs do the second year, and then last year we had a different DJ, but Elliot's coming back to do this one for us.
Yeah, and we're excited. Part of that, I didn't want people to get confused. If you want to wear, like if you want a Star Wars bound, wear a Star Wars t-shirt, you know, feel free. If you don't want to wear a Star Wars shirt or do any of that, you don't have to because it's a catered pool party, basically.
And that's what I was going to say. This is going to be outside by the pool. It is going to be in the evening, but it is going to be the 1st of August, so it might be warm. So if you come dressed as Chewbacca, you're probably going to sweat a lot.
Might be a little bit warm.
Yes. But also keep in mind family-friendly outfits, please.
Okay, yes. So this is still a Disney Good Neighbor Hotel. We're on Disney property. Right. The pool, they're going to rope off the party area for us on one side of the pool. But the other side of the pool that we have to walk past to get to the party area is our families.
Yes.
So no slave Leia. No, none of that. Nobody needs to see like boobs and butt cheeks. Like, let's not.
I was going to wear slave Leia.
You know what? No boobs and butt cheeks. All right. It's a family friendly event. But yes, super excited. I love the parties. It's like
part That's your favorite part.
It is, because for those couple of hours, I can eat and dance and have a good time, and nobody's asking me 87 million questions.
And to me, I'm just sitting there going, I just want to go to bed.
I know, right?
One more day tomorrow.
More day, yeah. So go to houseofmouseexpo.com and you can get party tickets.
And tickets are going up in price soon, so make sure you get your tickets soon. You don't want to miss out.
That's right.
Disney unveils new Main Street Country EP with Kane Brown and more.
Yes, it's like they're doing like a country artist like Disney album.
Gotcha. New menu items at the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater restaurant at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
I got a problem with that.
Okay.
Here it comes. You ready for it? They have a new chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
It is dark meat chicken. So
they're not listening to you.
They're not listening to me.
They do have good fries there, though.
So no. So our friend Bob Davis, who listens to this show, hi Bob. Hi, Bob. He agrees with me about all this dark meat BS. And they announce a new menu item. It is dark meat chicken. So I wouldn't eat anything on that menu except for the dessert.
We're boycotting
until you get white meat back. Okay. Anyway, go on.
Okay, I guess we didn't expect that to come. Walt Disney World dropped new special price after 2 p.m. tickets for the early summer this year, which you can get. We put the link on our site, but you can also reach out to our travel partner, MEI Mouse Fan Travel, and they can help you get those tickets.
Yes, they can.
Disney dropped jewelry from Girls Crew.
Yes.
New, which is like different, like there's a Walt Disney World and there's Disneyland jewelry that kind of goes based on which coast you're on. What?
I'm not going to say it. Should I say
it? You already started now.
Okay, so I had a necklace of that. It was a Rapunzel and it broke.
Oh, yeah.
And so they sent me a new necklace and that one broke as well.
Did it really?
It did.
You paid a lot of money for that.
I'm just saying. You know what? And I bought it at D23. So,
Did you? I thought you got that MegaCon last year.
No, I got it at D23. No, May was MegaCon because I saw it at D23.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
And I didn't wear it very long and the charms were falling off. And they sent me another one and guess what? Same thing happened. So, and I'm not saying that it's bad jewelry. I'm saying the experience I had was I had two broken necklaces. But anywho, proceed.
Disney's Orangutan coming to Disney Plus this Earth Day. So a brand new thing. Josh Gad is the narrator for that. That show. New Mickey and Minnie ear headbands from Crocs.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
And now, this came out on April Fool's Day.
But it was legit.
It was legit.
Uh-huh. There, yeah, it's going to be like Crocs for your head. And you can put those little pokey things in there.
Pokey things?
Yeah, I'm not a Crocs wearer, so I'm not down with the Crocs lingo.
Down with the Crocs.
Yeah.
Walt Disney World VI pass holder summer days returning this year. This was something we got last year.
Uh-huh.
And they're bringing it back. So it's special discounts at Walt Disney World for pass holders during certain periods of time.
Special magnet. A couple of little special things here and there.
I know last year there was some food options where we got an additional discount for food.
And it was certain restaurants between certain weeks.
Monday through Thursday.
So when that information is all there, it might be now. Read the fine print because, you know, there's always fine print.
Correct. Sophia the First, Royal Magic, coming soon. So that's returning to Disney Plus and Disney Channel, I'm guessing. Wizards Beyond Waverly Place is renewing for another season.
So yes, it will be out this summer.
It will be. Stay tuned for more about that.
Stay tuned about that.
Easter treats, Mickey-shaped Rice Krispie recipes you put out for Easter.
I did, in case anybody wanted to make little treats at home.
And we did have a blog earlier today, but I did not put it in the notes, so I do apologize for that. But it was new for the Mall Shadow Lord series.
Yeah, the Darth Mall series came out today, and so did some merchandise.
Merchandise at Hot Topic, Walmart, Box Lunch, a few different
places. Box Lunch, yeah.
Loungefly. So that brings us to our discussion. But before we get into our discussion, we have an announcement to make for House on Mouse Expo.
And Scott is super excited.
I am so excited about this one. This is one that I have thought would be a really cool guest to have.
Uh-huh.
House on Mouse from the beginning. And so the fact that they actually came to us.
They came to us.
Was really kind of cool that we got this. So I'm excited about it. I'm trying to queue up something here really quick.
He's going
to
give you a hint.
I'm going to give you guys a little hint of this one.
We can figure out how to work.
I'm trying to figure out how to work this text stuff because I'm not the good. But this is something that it goes back to my childhood. It goes back to your childhood. It goes back to anybody in our generation's childhood.
A lot of childhood.
A lot of childhoods. Kind of like Noel McNeil was, where there's a lot of feels.
Nostalgia.
A lot of nostalgia with this one. So we're going to go ahead and just play this and let them talk about it for a second.
You think amongst yourselves.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see.
Everybody knows.
Someday we'll...
Everybody sing together.
Everybody!
So we are ecstatically happy to announce that Steve Whitmire, the voice of Kermit the Frog, who took over when Jim Henson passed away in 1990, will be joining us at the House of Mouse Expo.
Yeah, Steve Whitmire is not just the famous voice of Kermit the Frog. He has quite an extensive resume as well.
And with the Henson Corporation for a long, long time.
He's Rizzo. He is some of the characters in Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, honestly, you'd be shocked how many. He's Lips in the Mayhem. So he'll be a part of Rock and Roller Coaster. He's done so many voices, and not always the same character. I mean, he may have done it on this special or that special.
Right.
But he's been Kermit since he was Jim Henson personally picked Steve to take over Kermit when something were to happen to Steve. He was the successor to Kermit. So there's the current one now. So he's the second person who have ever done Kermit the Frog. Which, if you really think about puppets and of any generation, who's the most famous puppets of all time? Kermit's got to be the first one.
I would say.
I can't think of another one. I was thinking about it in the car when I was driving Aiden home from work, and I thought maybe Yoda with Frank Oz.
Okay, yeah.
Because that was another puppet.
But Frank Oz was also Miss Piggy and
Jim Henson's guys.
Fozzie Bear.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm so excited about Steve. I can't wait to meet him.
He's bringing Kermit and Rizzo.
Kermit and Rizzo he will have with him. From what I've been told, he is absolutely fantastic with the fans when they come up to meet him. He will, if a child brings a puppet, he will mess with them for a few minutes and show them how to use the puppeting and teach them that, because he is a true puppeteer.
Yes.
He's a master puppeteer. And he is always willing to teach the art to others. To go on. So we're going to have a panel with Steve. He's going to be available for autographs all weekend, photo ops, and things like that. Our friend Patty is going to be coming, who is a good friend of Steve's, and he's going to be doing the panel with Steve throughout the weekend.
Yeah, so all you Muppets fans, you're going to want to come out and meet Steve and bring all your Muppets things for him to sign.
Yes.
Because this is going to be a great opportunity. Get pictures with him, get pictures with Kermit. Bring your stuff. Come out and see Steve because this is a great guest.
It really is. I'm beyond. This is the one I was hoping for from day one of this year.
He had his fingers and toes crossed that this would come through, and it did.
And it did today. I got the contract today.
Today.
Yeah.
So we had to make sure we announced him today.
Yes. So, HouseMouseExpo.com. Get your tickets now. Meet Steve.
Yes.
Okay. So that brings us to our further discussion, which kind of revolves around the same idea, because yeah. I thought about that and I was like, Kermit's been a part of our generation. He's been a part of other generations. For so many years.
Long time.
Since the 70s. Actually, I think it might even, is it?
70s, I think. I don't know.
I'd have to go back and look. Jim created the character and started it back in the day, and then it's carried on and still is a relevant character to this day. But I thought about other characters that we grew up with and that other characters that are iconic. Now, of course, everybody's going to say, oh, Mickey Mouse is iconic. Yes, he is. Mickey's
I think Mickey is one of those things that is always like he's so symbolic. Yes. So he kind of doesn't count really because he is the figure for all the parks and all the TV shows and all those things. And yeah. Mickey's Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey's Mickey. And then, of course, with Mickey comes Minnie, Donald, yeah. Goofy, Pluto, and then more characters over time that have been launched because of that whole gang. But I started thinking about it. I started thinking about the Muppets in particular, and you mentioned Fozzie and Miss Piggy, but there was just so many other characters on the Muppet Show, and I remember as a kid tuning in every week to watch the Muppet Show, and whoever the special musical guest was going to be. And
see, I have very vague memories of that. I remember the opening scene with all of them in their various like spots.
Yes,
you know
yes.
what I mean. Like it looked like a big theater. I remember some of the sarcastic jokes.
Oh, they were great.
But I have a confession to make. Okay, and I know that I'm wrong, but I'm just going to tell you what I thought.
Okay.
Okay. So up until a couple years ago, don't get mad. I didn't think that the Muppets were relevant anymore. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they weren't anywhere. I mean, okay, so they had the Muppets Haunted Mansion show that came right. out a few years back. And, of course, there's Muppets Courtyard. So kids of today that go to Hollywood Studios would, okay, it's part of the park, so maybe right. their parents could tell them about the Muppets.
Right, exactly.
Because you have Gen X and Millennials that definitely know. But then I thought about Muppets Christmas Carol is one of those things that, or the Muppets movie.
Right.
There's
a lot of them.
There's a lot, but I'm talking about the original Muppets movie. Yeah. Because I just remember Miss Piggy riding a bike in a park.
Yes.
And when I was a kid, I was fascinated with her big chunky legs and her big heels on those bike pedals. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, how is she doing that? Like,
how does she steer the bike?
How is she doing it? No, because I knew that she wasn't
right.
wasn't real. But I found, I'm just talking about little bits and pieces I'm pulling out of my mind.
Right, right, right.
Just to put out there. Because I always loved Miss Piggy. I loved her fashion. I loved her shoes, especially her shoes. Which makes sense because I'm kind of high maintenance like her a little bit. But not mean. You know, she karate chopped people and
she
stuff.
She karate chopped a lot of people.
But I always loved Miss Piggy. Mm-hmm. But like when the kids were little, there was never really Muppet specials that came out.
No, it kind of stopped.
And they watched Disney Channel all the time. And there wasn't a lot of hype for the Muppets. But yet, you go to the park and they're still there. So I feel like that there was some sort of a gap there.
Yeah, I think the last project Jim ever worked on was Muppets 3D for Hollywood
okay.
Studios.
Okay, all right.
And I think the plan was a lot bigger for the Muppets. And Jim's untimely passing,
yeah,
I think, halted a lot of those things. And I think, just like when Walt passed away.
Yeah.
But Walt had successors who already knew the vision and the plan. And I don't think Jim had planned that far. I mean, yes, he was training Steve to take over the voice in the because they had to have a backup.
Of course. Like, yeah.
But I think that the company as a whole wasn't sure. And I don't think Disney really knew what to do with it either. Because I don't want to say Disney thought, well, Kermit's this big name character, but we have Mickey.
Exactly.
And it's like, did they kind of hold Kermit back a little bit? Because, I mean, Kermit is an icon. No doubt about it.
Everybody knows who Kermit is.
And I grew up, you grew up watching Disney. I grew up watching the Muppets. So to me, the Muppets were bigger than Disney.
No, I watch the Muppets too. No, and I do. I agree with you 100%. But I'm talking about like when I had kids of my own.
Okay.
They weren't pushing the Muppets.
No, they really stopped. And it was, I think the movie stopped. They really weren't coming out with a lot of
it. It wasn't a thing. But then again, like I was talking to our older son, Andrew, yesterday. And he thought we were saying that we could possibly get Steve Whitmire. He's like, oh, cool, Kermit, blah, blah, blah. So they know.
Yeah.
But I think that the Muppets are making, in the past couple years, they're making their presence known a lot more, which is why some people, again, I can read comments, Some people thought it was a gamble putting the Muppets over in Rock and Roller Coaster,
right,
because some kids might not know about the Muppets.
Right.
But you put that roller coaster in there, they're going
to know.
But then on the flip side, how many kids these days know about Aerosmith?
Yeah, a lot of them, they may know the songs.
Sure.
They probably did not know the band.
No, and it's not like when they went in there to get their backstage passes, like they were like, oh, cool, I know who that is. Not really. Yeah. It was more about the roller coaster then. And I am not ripping on Aerosmith, because I grew up listening to
right.
Aerosmith. My dad being in a band, like we listened to music all the time.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But if they were going to turn, okay, so before they announced the Muppets, they said, people were saying, oh, make it a Goofy movie coaster, make it a Jonas Brothers coaster, make it a this, this, and that. And then when they announced Muppets, some people are still not happy about it for whatever reason.
Yeah, I just think...
But people just get unhappy about everything.
And there's always going to be somebody that's going to complain about it no matter what.
I think it's going to be cool. I think the Muppets deserve their day again.
Yes.
But yeah, so Muppets definitely are one of our old school that a lot of kids today now know.
Right.
But a lot of kids today also like the old school retro type of stuff.
Right.
They don't necessarily want what's current. They like to look back.
And I'm glad Disney Plus brought back the Muppet series, the old shows, and mm-hmm. they put them back there so kids can actually go through and watch them and see what we grew up with, you know?
It was just so innocent. It was innocent fun. And kids' shows had a lot of sarcasm. Maybe that's why Gen X is so sarcastic, because... You know, we grew up on sarcasm, and older millennials as well. But yeah, I think the Muppets is definitely one that is part of your question.
Oh yeah, and the Muppets brought Fraggle Rock, which was a whole nother.
I watched Fraggle Rock with my brother. Mm-hmm. I remember being in my parents' basement, watching Fraggle Rock all the time because my brother loved it.
Now, something else to think about from the Jim Henson Company that you absolutely love is Emmett Otter.
Emmett Otter. Okay, so Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas mm-hmm. also is something that people are learning about again.
Right.
That's kind of making a comeback. So when I looked at it around Christmas time, I found out something I did not know.
Okay.
So Emmett Otter actually was created in the late 70s. I'm going to throw out 1977.
Okay.
Okay. But when they started playing it on HBO when I was a kid, mm-hmm. it was mid to late 80s.
Yeah.
When I saw it, it was around when my brother and I were watching Fraggle Rock mm-hmm. all the time. When it was on, I didn't know it was old.
Right.
Like, because they just started putting it back out. So it felt like what they did was a re-release.
And that's the same opinion you had about the Monkees.
Oh, my God. Yes, it is. You're right. Because I didn't know that the Monkees, it wasn't a new show. It was a very old show.
But when we grew up too, so Saturday morning cartoons, and you'd watch the Roadrunner and Bugs Bunny and all that, those were all older cartoons also.
Right.
And we didn't realize how
they old were. They were, what's the word? Starts with an R. My medicine is
retro.
Kicking in. No, almost like regurgitating old, like almost like a refurb.
See, and I loved the Warner Brothers cartoons in the mornings. I used to love those on Saturday mornings. That Hanna-Barbera, I loved the Flintstones. All that stuff was great, and I loved growing up to that. And to this day, my favorite cereal is still Fruity Pebbles.
It is. That bothers my teeth.
And as kids, we grew up in Michigan near Kings Island, which was in Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, and they were at Hanna-Barbera Park. And I never will forget. I was only there one time. Actually, I don't even remember. I remember the photo. They had the Flintstone car, and there's a picture of my mom sitting in the car with me at Kings Island all those years ago. And I always wanted to go back, and I never did get to. Never get to go back and see it again. So I wish I would have got to see that. But there's so many other...
Okay, I got one for you.
Okay.
Snoopy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now Snoopy.
Cedar Point, took that on. Yeah.
Snoopy is our parents'
yes.
generation.
Peanuts is very.
But every year, you know, mm-hmm. kids, I know our kids loved The Great Pumpkin.
Yeah, that one's still great every year.
They loved the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. And I know it's not Disney, but I know I feel some sort of way watching The Great Pumpkin, or the Christmas special, like, really gets me, because they tell the story of Christmas.
Right. And and they did it at a time when you
it was fine
do that,
to
but
do
now
that.
They still do it.
And they still do it. And I think that's great. But yeah, there's a lot of things. But like kids today, even though Snoopy's not on all the time, they know who Snoopy is.
They know who Snoopy is.
So I think there's some things that, you know, stand the test of time.
And what I like about some of those, like the Snoopy ones and stuff, now you can find to stream it, but it's still that momentous occasion. Tuesday night, Snoopy's going to be on at 8:30 on this channel. And it's only played the once, like on regular TV.
And in the past couple of years, though, they...
Different.
They moved it. Yeah. They took it to streaming, and people were really irritated because you had people that... you know, watched it with their parents, and they watched it with their kids, and then their kids want to watch it. And I love the idea of characters that are multi-generational, that, you know, like, you know, your grandparents know who that is, your parents know who that is. Stuff that you can pass down to your own kids. And I'm going to go back for a second to Bear in the Big Blue House and why when we announced that it was such a thing. And It was a big deal to the kids that watched it, but also to the parents that watched it with the kids.
Right.
So you're hitting two generations there as well. And I think some characters do stand the test of time.
Oh, for sure.
When they can get you in the heart. Something emotional that makes you... If you can attach... I'm going to get sappy for a minute. If you can attach a memory to a show or a character or, you know, something that means something to you... I think that is the best thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it does stand the test of time, because if that means something to you, you're going to show it to your kids, and then they're going to show it to their kids. And, like, the Peanuts was from the 60s, I believe, and people are still watching it.
Yeah, you know? And I think it's different than, so, like, Bear, it was the puppetry and all that stuff, but it was also the heartfelt emotions that it brought with you. And it was
the family,
where there's tons of shows that have been on for, The Simpsons has been on for 30-some years, but you don't get the feels with The Simpsons.
There's no, like, touchy-feely.
SpongeBob is the same also. It's a funny show, but it doesn't touch the heart.
It's iconic, but it doesn't give you, like, the warm fuzzies. Right.
The Muppets, warm fuzzies. Anything with Mickey in them, warm fuzzies.
Of course.
The Peanuts gang and all that stuff that they did. Anything Jim Henson. But even if you go back to Sesame Street and all that stuff and those characters. And I know Steve also was one of the voices. He was Ernie.
Oh, my God.
On some of that stuff.
That's a big deal.
So he's done so many different things, but these are characters that you and I have grown up seeing, and then generations before us knew these characters because either they watched them through their kids' eyes, or they grew up on them as well, or they caught them at the end of their childhood, you know, when it was just starting. It's amazing how a character can take you back to a place in your life where everything was simple, and your biggest worry was getting home in time to watch your show.
Absolutely. And right now, in this point in time, nostalgia is huge. They have all those videos where they'll start to play a song from the 80s, and they tell you to just stop and close your eyes and think of something from that time.
Right.
And because so many people are missing the good old days.
Right.
And how simpler life was before all this technology and social media, and when people just lived for moments with each other, moments with our kids, you know, sitting and watching TV as a family. Nobody's on a tablet or a phone.
Yeah.
You know, life has changed so much.
Well, kids don't get up on Saturday morning and watch Saturday morning cartoons. When we were kids, you got your bowl of cereal.
Yeah,
you got up there, you got right in front of the TV, and you started watching whatever channel you watched, because it was on all the networks, and it was on until like noon. And then you went outside and played afterwards if it was the summertime or whatever. But you had your cartoons you watched, and it was like...
Our programs.
It was our programs,
My grandma had her soap operas. Exactly. We had our cartoons.
We had our cartoons. And even during the week, you had your cartoons. You had to get home from school in time to watch this one or that one.
So. Oh, yeah. I miss those days. And I think that's why a lot of these different characters are making a comeback, and they are standing the test of time. Because, you know, all the parents, you know, people our age, miss those times.
Right.
And I think that's why, like, Aiden, our younger one, he is a diehard SpongeBob kid. And he has been since he was, like, 4 or 5.
Right.
And to him, that's always going to be something for him.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know? For sure. And like Andrew, when he, you know, we were talking to him about Bear yesterday, he got the biggest smile on his face because I said, are you going to take your picture with Bear? Mm-hmm. And he got huge grin, red face, and he's like, yeah. Of course he is. Of course he is.
Yeah.
I like the idea of things coming back and reminders of when life was a lot better.
It was better.
It was better.
It was better because we didn't have a lot of things that affect how life is.
And distractions today. And yeah. All kinds of horrible stuff. But yeah.
Sadly, yeah. You're right. So, that's a good discussion. I know we got to wind this up here because we got an announcement to make on social medias at 8 o'clock.
Speaking of social media that we think is not the best thing, we have to make an announcement pretty soon.
So no questions this week. We kind of like put the question section on hold. Unless somebody has a important question, please send it in. We still will answer it. But we're not actively seeking out questions right now because we're with the House of Mouse and the discussions that come.
But if you want to send one, feel free.
Please send any questions you have for Michelle to me, scott@themainstreetmouse.com, or if any questions you have for me, send them to michelle@themainstreetmouse.com. It's Michelle with one L, not two, or your email will not go through. I also want to mention Michelle's Daydream Leaving podcast last week. Michelle had a special guest, Becky Macon from MEI Mouse Fan Travel, came on the show with her, and they talked for about an hour and a half just about business and working and...
And about it, the main topic of the show is starting out doing one thing and ending up doing another and the journey in between that and how people grow and evolve and how things that you might set out to want to be part of your life and what you want to do doesn't necessarily mean that's where you're going to end up. And that's okay.
And that is okay. Perfectly okay.
We're examples of that, by the way.
So make sure you go out there and listen to Daydream Believing Podcast. Catch up on that show number 81. There's 81 episodes of that.
Holy cannoli.
Yeah.
I mean, love doing it too.
Great. I know you do. You like doing that one, I think, more than this one.
Oh, I just like to talk, if you had noticed.
I never noticed you like to talk.
I don't think anybody out there knows that Michelle Atwood likes to talk.
I would never guess.
Probably
that.
Not.
I just want to go through our sponsors really quick. And I just spoke of the one, MEI Mouse Fan Travel, our official travel partner of the Main Street Mouse. Make your money and your time go further with all-inclusive, always complimentary white glove services from the award-winning MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Wherever you travel, you deserve unparalleled support, honesty, and attention to detail from the best free travel agents in the business. You can get to them on any of the links on our website. There's their banners all over the place. Click any one of those. You go to their website. You fill out a small form about what you're looking for. And one of their fantastic travel advisors will get back to you and help you plan the perfect trip. They don't just do Disney also. They do Royal Caribbean. They do anywhere you want to go in the world, they can help you plan the trip to go there. So
anywhere.
So reach out to them. They will take care of you. They are the best in the business, without a shadow of a doubt. Our official transportation partner of the Main Street Mouse is the Genie Transportation Service. Their trusted Orlando car service offers safe, private transportation from Orlando International Airport straight to Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando Resort, and Port Canaveral. From spacious vehicles to friendly professional drivers, they make every ride stress-free, comfortable, and a little more magical, so your family can focus on the fun ahead. Visit thegenieorlando.com. And last but never least, our official stroller and scooter partner of the Main Street Mouse is Kingdom Strollers. They can help you with any rental, whether you need a scooter or a stroller, or they also have some other things on there, so check out their website, see what else you need that they can accommodate you. They will deliver the item to wherever you're staying, whether it be at a resort, at a house, wherever, and they will pick it up for you. And if you have any issues during your time renting the item from them, they have a staff available that you can call, and they will take care of it right away. They are the best in what they do as well. Any one of our sponsors, whenever you talk to somebody, please, please, please let them know you heard about them on themainstreetmouse.com. That way they know where you're coming from, and it also, by you supporting them, you're helping us out, which we greatly appreciate. So thank you for that. That's all I have to say. I know Michelle's going to close out the show, and she will mention House of Mouse, but Steve Whitmire. I'm so excited about Steve. This is the best thing ever. But I'm going to let Michelle close out the show, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys next week.
Okay. So speaking of helping us out, House of Mouse Expo, of course. If you are not going to be at the Disney Springs area July 31st through August 2nd, if you cannot join us, please tell your friends about it. Share our posts on social media because we really need to spread the word on this show that Scott is working so hard to put together, and it's going to be a fantastic time. So House of Mouse Expo on social media and online, houseofmouseexpo.com. And of course, follow the Main Street Mouse on all our socials. That's also a help when you know, all you have to do is like, comment, share a post. It makes a great difference for us and any of our little businesses. We appreciate it. So on that note, I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, magical week ahead, and we will see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. and I hope you've enjoyed your journey as much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home. Ha 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 ha!